beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. It's Monday. It's cold as heck out there. I'd say hell, but hell's hot. Hey, I want to know, are you people pissed at these ass-white bastard son of a bitches on radio and television, these meteorologists, my ass, they're lousy, lying, no-count, stupid son of a bitches. Man, all weekend, it's going to be 89,000, I'm being a little facetious, of course, 89,000 inches of snow, and don't get outside and stay inside. There was about an inch and a half of snow. The main roads were clear. Nothing was wrong, but see, people look out and they see the side roads a little snowy, so they stay in. Hell, yesterday was great out on the street. You know how many businesses lost money? You know how many people didn't get out? Because they listened to these asswipe weathermen on all. And I don't know if the son of a bitch that says it on our stations, and he's a no-good asswipe bastard too. But boy, you won't hear it. You know, last night it's going to be cold. They didn't talk about, hey, we screwed up. We thought there was going to be a million inches of snow. Now it hit south. But when these bastards are right, when they're right on, they brag about it for a week. When they screw it up like they did this week, and you never hear any more. You know, somebody ought to be able to sue them, son of a bitches. These businesses, they're hurting bad enough. And then when they say, don't go outside, the weathermen, don't go outside, stay inside, it's snowy, it's cold, it's whatever. One of the worst days of the winter. What lousy, lousy, lying, no count, good for nothing bastards. And I just thought I'd start with that because that pisses me off. And I think it probably pisses a lot of you good people off. Hey, before we get going, over the weekend, I guess it was Friday, they're trying to find little three-year-old Belvo boy. His prosthetic leg was stolen during a car break-in. Now, it was inside a black backpack. that was ripped off, they say, either late Thursday or early Friday from an unlocked car off Bell Valley Drive in East Belleville. So listen, people in the Bell Valley Drive area. If you see that black bag, if you see there's a small leg, a prosthetic leg, please call the radio stations. I've got $2,500 cash. We're not going to ask. We don't give a damn how you found it. And I'm sure you didn't steal it. Whoever brings it to us, I'm sure he found it or she found it on the side of the road in that black backpack. So no questions asked. All we want is Joshua to be able to walk. A little three-year-old boy, beautiful little boy. He's got a bad enough time that he only has one leg, but now somebody's stolen. And I know they probably didn't do it intentionally because that leg isn't worth 30 cents to anybody else. But you can come by the radio station. You can call the radio station at 1-888-394-1430 or on the east side, 394-1190. I would assume it'll probably be on the east side. And no questions asked. I'm sure whoever has it in their possession now didn't steal it. I'm sure they found it on the side of the road. And if you stick with that story, that's good enough. But there's a $2,500 reward to bring it by the radio station at 6500 West Main. Give us a call first. No questions asked. Police don't need to be involved. We just need to get that prosthetic leg back for this beautiful young three-year-old boy who doesn't deserve this kind of treatment. So, again, $2,500 cash for the people in the East Belleville area around Bell Valley Drive. I believe that's off Carlisle Avenue. So anybody that wants $2,500 cash quick with no questions asked, just give us a call at 394-1190. We'll take the leg. We'll give you the money. Nothing will be said. Nobody's business but mine and yours. So if you want $2,500, if anybody knows where that backpack's at, pick it up, bring it to the radio station. Guarantee you, there'll be $2,500 waiting for you. And I want to thank the people in Belleville. I don't know who the group was that make prosthetic legs. They said that they would give and make a free one to this young boy. But that's going to take 3 or 4 or 5 months. And he can't wait that long. The little boy, you know, needs his prosthetic leg. So let's help each other out today, people. $2,500, can't say any more and won't say any less. I want to ask everybody. Democratic presidential hopefuls honor Selma March. Now, there was a march in Selma, Alabama over the weekend. Now, it's a 54th annual march on Selma, Alabama. The bloody march, they say it. Now, the bloody march, there were seven, nobody was killed. There were 17 people injured whenever they started fighting the state police in Selma, Alabama, back 54 years ago. They call it the infamous Bloody Sunday on March the 7th, 1965. It was about voters' rights. And here's this Cory Booker, this nigger bastard, this no good son of a bitch that's running for president that says, well, back in the day, I had to find a way to snatch the snatch. Admitted grabbing people, groping women. Unlawfully, of course, in his book. He wrote the book. That was his words, to snatch the snatch. Now, he's a Democratic candidate for president. Now, he's a nigger. And he says it's time for us. Us, meaning black people. I'm sorry, niggers, not the proud black people. The niggers to defend the dream, Booker said in the keynote speech at Brown Chapel in Selma, Alabama over the weekend. Now, here's Booker, primarily 67% white, 16-17% black. He's talking all this racial crap down in Selma, Alabama. Selma, Alabama. What a great place to be if you're a presidential candidate and if you're a nigger and if you're saying you're gonna defend the dream. Say that crap. Don't go down to Selma, Alabama to say that dream, to defend the dream. The dream is for black people, for niggers, not for black people. He's going to talk that crap down with all the niggers, and he's going to come up to New Jersey with the white people. You know, Cory Booker, you can't have it. You And Camille Harris and all you bastards can't have it both ways. But what really struck me on this was they have a big march. The 54th anniversary, the 54th year of marching about Bloody Sunday. Now why, if they want to remember Bloody Sunday, if they want to remember a hateful situation back in the day concerning black and whites, it's okay because it fills their heart, they said. It fills their heart. Well, how come with all the Confederate statues, how come with anything that the niggers don't want to participate in, anything the niggers that they think's wrong is wrong? Why do they bring it up? There were plays this week, this month, because it is Black History Month, or was in February. There were plays all over the country in high schools, grade schools. Black kids were put in slave outfits. Black kids were tied up. Black kids were talked about. Black kids did everything to remember slavery. That had to hurt their hearts. But it was okay because the niggers put it on. If the niggers want to put on where blacks were in chains, that's okay. Where blacks had to touch cotton and pick cotton, that's okay. They do it at all these schools for Black History Month. But let a white person try to do something to help with Black History Month, like the First Lady of Virginia. She made me hold a piece of cotton in my hand, and that hurt my heart. It just pisses me off to think whenever the niggers want to enact a slavery situation, they want to talk about slavery, they want to commemorate Bloody Sunday here in Selma, Alabama, it's okay. They want to keep that going, but don't have any Confederate statues because that hurts their heart. They must have a lot of hurting in their heart because everything white people do, everything white people did in the past hurts their heart. And you can't bring it up if you're white. But no, if you're black, you can talk about it. If you're black, you can put your kids in plays to remind them of slavery 150 years ago. All that does is breed contempt and hatred for the white community. And these nigger racists know it. They know exactly what they're doing. They said in Selma, they had marchers who set out from the church and sang freedom songs. What the hell? This is 2019. We don't have to hear freedom songs. Let's get down to business. Let's get down to having equality on both sides, not just for the niggers, for the whites, the crackers, the hunkies, the proud blacks, for everybody. But now, some of the candidates down there said, well, we believe that there should be some reparation. I'm so tired of hearing that crap, that reparation crap. It really, really pisses me off. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I want to say hello to all the St. Louis police officers and everybody at the Sheriff's Department, the St. Louis City Sheriff's Department. They tell me they have two majors over there, just great guys. So I want to salute the majors from the St. Louis City Sheriff's Department and all law enforcement. And again, that's today and every day. But I ask with this march, why is there always a march if the blacks want to get involved? Here's Jesse Jackson, here's Cory Booker, here's a lot of blacks marching arm in arm to remember Selma, Alabama. Why do you want to remember Bloody Sunday whenever it's hurting your heart? Again, it's okay if the blacks remember Bloody Sunday, Bloody Monday, Bloody Tuesday, Bloody whatever day. But don't let a white say anything because then they're racist. There's an aldermanic presidential race coming up in St. Louis, president of the Board of Aldermen. And Jameel Nasheed, she got a great endorsement over the weekend. Endorsed by Mike Brown's mother, who was never in his life, I was told, until after the killing. Leslie McSpadden. She's endorsed. Hey, Leslie McSpadden, I don't give a damn if you're endorsing payday candy bars, you ignorant nigger bitch. What the hell? What's wrong with people? It's on the front page of the St. Louis Nigger American newspaper, this piece of black propaganda crap, where Leslie McSpadden is saying that Jamil Nasheed is the best candidate for president of the Board of Aldermen. I read in one of the articles that Nasheed was crying, My father was gunned down by a drive-by shooting when I was young. Well, sure, it was by a nigger, wasn't by a white guy. White guys don't do much drive-by shootings, I don't think. If you can prove me wrong, go ahead, but I don't think you can. But then the funny part was, and then she said her mother committed suicide. Now, this is in print. Her mother committed suicide right after she was born. Well, I can't really blame your mother, Jamil Nasheed. I really can't blame your mother popping out a nigger, no-count, greasy, racist bitch like you. She was probably smart enough to know what you'd become when you grew up. A rotten piece of racial crap. A nigger piece of racial crap. A black supremacist. But that's okay. See, these niggers in St. Louis, not the proud blacks. There's plenty of proud blacks in St. Louis. They want to play the game. They want to play the racial game, and nobody confronts them but me. You can't play the racial game if you're white because you're a racist. But you can play the racist game if you're black. Nobody other than me says a damn thing. Show me Black Lives Matter by electing black leadership. That's coming from this asswipe Bruce Franks Jr. Got a picture, front page, top fold in the St. Louis American, that nigger propaganda piece of crap. Got his tattoos on his face. This no good piece of crap. He's nothing but a violent thug nigger. And he's saying, get Black Lives Matter, show me Black Lives Matter by electing black leadership. Now, if somebody would say, show me White Lives Matter by electing white leadership, what would we get? We wouldn't get a damn thing, but hey, he's a racist. Not a racist, I'm a realist, people, and you white people. All throughout this last weekend and the weekend before, I get stopped by so many white people, and they're not racist. They're not racist by any means. They're realists like I am, and like the proud black community. We're tired. We're not going to take this crap anymore. We talked about blackface. Here's another article in the propaganda. It's a nigger newspaper. Nothing but niggers, not proud blacks. They wouldn't talk this crap. These are niggers. Blackface is a flaunting of white privilege. I am so tired of hearing about white privilege, you stupid-ass niggers. Most of us white people worked hard. Our families worked hard, didn't have much. But now we have something, and it's because of white privilege? White privilege, my ass. See, that's like calling every white person a racist because they don't agree with every nigger situation. It's not true. But the niggers are going to try to make it true. They're going to try to make it true. And then we got this Charles Jerkoff, and I shouldn't even give him publicity. He's saying how the free market and capitalism and racism has killed St. Louis and is still killing St. Louis. Now, he writes a big opinion editorial in the St. Louis American. I don't believe the niggers will read it. I don't believe they can understand what the hell he's saying. I don't think he knows what he's saying. But what this ignorant bastard is trying to say, he's saying tales are told over Budweiser's in the white areas of how dad or gramps or great grandpa lived in the Baden area or the Villa area and were driven out by lawless, dusky hordes. Sure it was. Do you think they left, but you think white people left areas because they wanted to? White people who busted their ass to make enough money to buy a house to have the American dream? You think they wanted to move out? You think they wanted to sell their $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 homes for $1,500? Charles Jerkoff, do you think that's what white people wanted to do? White people were forced to do it. And he says here, to be fair, not all the county towns that make up the Muni Leagues are full of white flight refugees. They're talking about merging St. Louis City and St. Louis County. But he says most are. He says most are. He says the truth, most relatives left North St. Louis back in the day because one black family moved in three blocks over. That's a damn lie, Charlie Jerkoff. That's a damn lie. You know, the people in East St. Louis, they were proud black and proud white. When the nigger thugs started coming in like they did in Detroit, like they did in North St. Louis, like they've done all over this country, the whites held on as long as they could. Then what did they do? Hey, it's time to leave. We can't jeopardize our family. You stupid bastards, you niggers and Charlie Jerkoff, you're a white nigger. Do you guys think that white people wanted to move out of the Baden area, wanted to move out of the Villa area in St. Louis? You think they wanted to move out of downtown St. Louis? You think they wanted to move out of East St. Louis, Washington Park, Centerville, Allerton, all the other areas of North County in St. Louis? You think this, hey, no, we're just going to move because some black moved in and lose money and disrupt our whole family? That's not why they did it. They did it for the safety of their families. But see, Jerkoff and these niggers, they want it to be black person. I have never heard one of my friends, a white person, ever say, I don't like him because he's black. That's a nigger. That's a nigger phrase. The niggers made that up. Now, I had white friends say, I don't like that black sumbitch because he rapes, robs, steals, sells dope, carjacks, kills. I don't like what he does in that black skin, but I've never heard a white man say, I don't like him because of the color of his skin. They don't like niggers for what they do. It's not the color of their skin. But again, as I've said, you can change not selling dope, killing people, robbing, raping, carjacking. You can stop all that, but the niggers don't want to. So what do they say? You don't like me because I'm black. I have black skin. And that's the only thing they can change. So that works well for them. That works real well for them. Got some callers. Go ahead, Al. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. I like your show very much, and I might be calling in at a bad time on this one because you're talking about the blacks coming into the white neighborhood. But I have a lot of blue-collar workers that I've been talking to, and we're talking about setting up a fund. And when you got these white liberal politicians, reporters, or professors speaking out against these colored dirties near ghettos, bring in a family of them when a house comes up for sale in their area, put one of these ghetto nigger families in there, and just let them live rent-free, and just let them do their own thing, do their partying, do their selling dope out of their house right next to these white liberals. I don't know how you feel about that, or even if you could do something like that, but that's what we have been talking about. What do you think of that?
Well, Al, thanks for the call, and thank you all you guys for listening to me. And listen, I'm not trying to start a race riot. I just want white people to start being treated equal. The niggers want it. Why can't the whites have it? But here's the situation, Al and everybody else. You got ignorant, skanky nigger, not proud black-loving, but nigger-loving bitches like Stacey Newman, lives in a protected community in Clayton. They come down to the black area, and they'll talk their crap. You think they want to live around the niggers? Hell no. You know, none of them want to live around the niggers. You've got, we're talking yesterday about Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, how they're all for the blacks. They live up in New York. There ain't one black around. They've got all kind of security. All these hypocritical son of a bitches, they can talk all the crap they want. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm all for the blacks. You're all for the blacks by what you say, not what you do. Don't you think if Stacey Newman and all these white liberal bastards would move to North County and North St. Louis and clean up that area, that it'd be a lot better? But no, they can talk the talk. These white liberal bastards and the niggers, they can all talk the talk, but they never walk the walk because it's too dangerous. They don't want to live out there. They don't want to live amongst the niggers, but they're going to chastise the conservatives. They're going to chastise white people who want to be treated fair, going to chastise white people who aren't racist. But at the end of the day, I think these niggers and these white liberals, I think that it's racist on their end, don't you people? I think it's racist on their end for the crap they say and the crap they do. But as always, if you're a nigger, you can't be racist. I say that's bull crap. I know a lot of niggers, not proud blacks, always keep the proud black community out of the equation. I know a lot of niggers that are bigger racists and hate white people. I really don't think, and I don't even hate niggers. I just don't want to be around them. That's my prerogative. That's my right. That's the proud black people's right. Do you think, what is it, black flight in East St. Louis? Black flight in North St. Louis? Black flight all throughout this country when the proud blacks that work hard for a living, when they move out of the area? I see a lot of proud blacks walking around Belleville. I see a lot of niggers, too. I see a lot of proud blacks in O'Fallon all throughout the Illinois side. I don't hang in the St. Louis side that much. But what are they, racist? because they don't want to be around the niggers. They don't want to be around the violence. And don't say the violence in North St. Louis. Don't say the violence in East St. Louis, Washington Park, Centerville, Cahokia, Allerton. Don't say in North County that it's white violence, because it's not. It is not white violence, and we all know that. We know it's not white violence. But we sit back as white people. No, we're not going to say anything. It's time that we all be heard, people, both black and white. The proud black community wants to be heard. The niggers definitely are being heard. Why can't the proud white community be heard without being racist? I ask you that. I'm standing tall for the white community. Now, I'm not perfect. I'm a proud white man. I've worked all my ass. I've never asked anybody for anything. A lot of you proud whites and proud blacks have done the same thing. I'm not in the boat by myself. But I'll be damned. I'm not going to be belittled, berated because of the color of my skin. The niggers say, you don't like us because we're black. Well, they don't like us because we're white. But what they say, white privilege, the privilege of being born and living in the Roosevelt homes for 17 years, not having anything. You niggers call that a white privilege? Are you guys crazy? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was spice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor boy shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life.
Welcome back to the dark side. On a little lighter note, in Oregon, there was a man trapped with his dog for 5 days in a snowbound car, and they survived, both of them, by eating taco sauce packets. So I guess that somebody stole a bunch of taco sauce packets at the Taco Bell. And that just reminds me, it was up to 20 inches of snow. He couldn't get out of his car. That reminds me of the gentleman last week on Friday that smothered his testicles in salsa and then delivered it to a unsuspecting victim, I guess you'd call it. Got here on Twitter again. Bruce Franks Jr., that nigger. And nigger, call me up, will you? Call me up. We've tried to call him several times. The nigger won't talk to me. These niggers. Hey, niggers, here. I'm here in Belleville. You can picket me. I'll come out and picket with you because you have every right in this great country to picket me. If you don't believe in what I say, you can protest. But I'll be right out there protesting against you. And I can call you niggers if I want. But this is Bruce Franks, that nigger racist bastard, that state representative, that piece of crap that everybody in Missouri ought to be ashamed of this ignorant bastard and embarrassed. He quotes, "Don't want to miss something because of nervousness, but you would know nothing about being overlooked," talking about white people, "nothing about having to scratch and claw your way to the top. Hashtag white privilege at its peak." You nigger son of a bitch, you ain't crawled your way in and clawed your way anywhere. They tell me, and I don't know, tell me he's got 5 or 6 kids going around. I don't know, how can you pay child support on $35,000 a year as a state representative, you nigger bastard? But if you got 5 or 6 kids walking around, you're going to claw, when you're going to claw your way to the top? You've dug yourself to the bottom, Bruce Franks, you nigger bastard. I guess he calls the top bowling, because you know when he filed bankruptcy, He said he had 7 bowling balls as assets. What a piece. Were they bowling balls or nigger eggs, Bruce Franks? I'm asking you that. Hey, let's go over to the east side real quick. They tell me Amika Jackson Hicks, the totally failed mayor of East St. Louis, that she's now politically conspiring with the white supremacist Bob Sprague and Mark Kern. Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. You guys know him. His great-grandfather is the one that let it, and when he was a mayor years back, let a black man, innocent black man be hung because he didn't want to piss off the white people. And they've got, Lindenwood's got a dormitory with Mark J. Kern's name on it. Now, why aren't you niggers pissed off about that? Let's not have selective racism here. But you proud black people down there, if you vote for Amika Jackson Hicks in this next election, all you're doing is shoring up Bob Sprague and Mark Kern, the two white guys that are racist, that hate black people, and also hate niggers. They hate the color of the skin. Remember that. And I was told, don't know if it's true, that she's backing Bob Sprague 100% on not giving money to all the poor people down in East St. Louis whose family and maybe them are suffering from all the toxic chemicals that allegedly come out of the air from Monsanto and Ciro copper and brass. Do you proud? And I know a lot of you people listen to me down in the East St. Louis, Centerville, Allerton, Washington Park area. Remember Amika Jackson Hicks on election day. Remember that she's playing tootsies and footsies with those two white supremacists, Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal Sprague, and also Mark, the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. When you people go to the polls, can't tell you how to vote, won't tell anybody ever how to vote, but you ought to research, you good people in East St. Louis. This is an historic election coming up. Once again, if you vote for Amika Jackson Hicks, you're voting to keep Bob Sprague, Mark Kern, and all the white racists with their hands in the pie down there in East St. Louis. You know Bob Sprague, you remember. He's fighting against you good people. He's fighting for Monsanto. He's fighting for Ciro copper and brass to keep you good people from getting money for medical expenses, for medicine, for medical treatment with all the cancer down there. And your family, your friends, your neighbors are dying of that deadly disease. Bob Sprague doesn't give a damn. Mark Kern doesn't give a damn. Amika Jackson Hicks is aligned herself. You understand me, you good people in East St. Louis? She's aligned herself with Bob Sprague and Mark Kern Now, they're supporting her. They're giving her all kind of money. They're throwing all kind of money around. And I would say, if they offer you some money, take it. But remember, if you vote for her, they talk about white people. Amika Jackson Hicks will probably be the death of East St. Louis. With the help again of white racist Bob Sprague and Mark the Big Faggot Kern. You proud black people, you know what's going on. It's time for a change. They tell me that Bob Eastern, don't know him very well, knew his father. Father was a very honorable man. Here he's got the backing from Curtis McCall Jr., Curtis McCall Sr., Mark Jackson, the mayor of Centerville, the mayor of Washington Park. I think everybody below the hill has finally come together and realize that you guys together, you can make a difference. Together, you can make a positive difference. You don't need Bob Sprague, that white racist. You don't need Mark Kern, that white racist. You don't need them telling you what to do day after day. Hell, they've got you people on the political plantation down there, and you know it. You know what's going on. You know what's going on. They've got you on the political plantation. Now, I don't know if you're going to be smart enough come this election to do something about it. Hopefully you will. If you do, you'll have new leadership. And along with that new leadership, you'll have politically destroyed Bob Sprague and Mark the Big Faggot Kern. You need to run. The only way you're going to run them out from below the hill is to vote against. I say vote against Amika Jackson Hicks. She's done nothing for nobody. Her and her daddy, Eddie Jackson, who was a state representative, who was so embarrassed, they ran him out of that office. They didn't want anything to do with him. But see, she got a big state job from her daddy and lost it under very, very suspicious circumstances. Did Eddie Jackson, did Amika Jackson offer you good people a good state job with benefits, pension? No. And it's not going to happen if she continues to stay in office. If she continues to stay in office, people, it's going to be 4 more years of hell, 4 more years of suffering for you good people in East St. Louis. And we've tried to call Amika Jackson Hicks, but again, they have nothing to defend. They sit back and take it, people, because they have nothing to defend. Ask yourself, has anything gotten better in East St. Louis? No, more people have moved out. It's become more dangerous because of the lack of leadership, the incompetency of Amika Jackson Hicks. Why do you proud black people, and even the niggers who I don't like, you've got family. You want your family safe. Everybody wants their family safe. It's not happened under Amika Jackson Hicks' watch. 4 years. She's had enough time, people. If she hasn't done it by now, it's not going to get done. So when you go to the polls, when you early vote, when you vote absentee, remember all the negativity that Amika Jackson Hicks has brought to the once great city of East St. Louis. She's promised you everything and giving you nothing but a screwing. She's brought Bob Sprague. She's brought Mark Kern. She's politically aligned with Bob Sprague, people. Bob Sprague defending Monsanto against giving you good people money for all the cancerous activity going on down below the hill. Do you want anything to do with Bob Sprague? Do you want anything to do with Mark the Big Faggot Kern? If you don't, then you don't want anything to do with Amika Jackson Hicks. But she is one of them. She is one of them. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ. Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice, people, voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. People, you'll get this nowhere else. I'm going to defend. I'm not against the black race. I'm really not even against the niggers. I'm just for the white community. I want fair treatment for everybody, black and white. And I'm not going to stop until we get fair treatment. Now, back in the day, maybe the blacks and the niggers were discriminated against. But now, I got to tell you, if you're especially a white male, you're the most discriminated person in the world. And you know that. We all know that. Nobody wants to say anything. You know, I talked last week and some people approached me, thought it was a very good segment about Al Sharpton, how he said the governor and the attorney general of Virginia have to go for having blackface 35, 40 years ago. He says, that's intolerable. You know, that shows racist behavior. And he says, it's not a slip of the tongue like Kevin Steinkross or Street Talk, but they were mocking blacks using a tradition designed to dehumanize us in blackface. He's demanding that they still both be gone. But what he says about the nigger, Lieutenant Governor Fairfax, who accused of raping and sexually molesting two people, he said the allegations against Fairfax should be, in quotes, totally and properly investigated. Totally and properly investigated. For somebody that allegedly raped somebody, but for a man to use blackface 35, 40 years ago, he's got to go. Do you understand, people? I bring that up again because that's what these niggers think. They can push us around. They can push us and push us. The Academy Awards in this black newspaper, from Black Panther to Black Klansman, the Black Academy Awards, and I don't know what the hell that means, Black Academy Awards were so black that white people won big because of all the blackness. Now, what kind of crap? That Spike Lee and these bastards at the Academy Awards, let a white person say anything even close to that. They talk this crap. I'm the only son of a bitch that addresses this. From Black Panther, this is their quote. From Black Panther to Black Klansmen, the blackity black, Black Academy Awards were so black that white people won big because of all the blackness. These nigger bastards. A white person, we can't say black. We can't even say black. I got people in the restaurants. Oh, there's black. I can't even say black. You can say black. You can say nigger. You can say cracker. You can say hunky. When are we going to wise up? When are we, the proud black and proud white, not going to let these niggers and the crackers and the hunkies make us ashamed of who we are? You white people especially. And I think it's coming. I talk to people all over. They're getting tired. They're getting tired of not getting treated fairly. They're getting tired of being called a racist at every angle. Every angle. If you don't agree with the nigger, you're a racist. Now, I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan, the skinheads, the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis. I think they're a bunch of ignorant, white, stupid son of a bitches. Also don't agree with or don't support the Black Panthers, Antifa, Louis Farrakhan, and any of these nigger groups either. Speaking of a nigger, this nigger, and he wasn't a proud black guy, he's a nigger, gets in all kind of trouble. They arrest him in St. Clair County. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Department puts him in jail. He starts fighting them. They didn't hurt him. They had to subdue him. But they talked about they failed to protect this idiot nigger. He hangs himself in the cell. And somehow they settle, the county settles for $850,000. What kind of mess? I don't give a damn if he was a hunky, a cracker, black or white. When you hang yourself, that's on you. You know, if they had a guard in every cell, the people would say, oh, we can't spend that kind of money. That's the only way you're going to stop suicides in a jail. But they're going to blame Sheriff Watson. They're going to blame St. Clair County Sheriff's Department because this ass white bastard, they said that he started fighting them, and they've got a video show that they struck his knees, probably to get him down on the ground, used an arm bar, and tried to pressure a main nerve. Well, that's better than killing the son of a bitch. That's better than shooting him in the head. They'd bitched about anything. Later the day, they found a jury hanging, found this guy hanging in his cell. Now, what the hell? Did the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department, did they cause him to commit a crime? Did they cause him to commit a crime, to get arrested, to go to jail? Did they cause him to get hurt a little bit because he was fighting the jailers and the Sheriff's Department deputies? No. But he hangs himself in a wrongful death suit against the sheriff. Cost the county $850,000. No fault of Sheriff Watson. No fault of the Sheriff's Department. You know what it's fault of? These ass white politicians. They probably had an attorney on the other side that was friends with these ass white bastards. Friends of Sprague. Friends of Kern. And you poor people in St. Clair County, including me, we get stuck with the bill. That's $850,000 of our hard-working taxpayers' money. Hard-earned taxpayers' money that we've wasted away to the family of some ignorant bastard who was a criminal who hung himself in a cell. Now, if they would have given him the rope and a stool, I can understand that. I don't understand the mentality behind all this political crap, but you people see what you've got with Bob Sprague, with Mark Kern, all you good people in St. Clair County. You're like me. We're ready to get rid of them. And I think Bob Sprague, I honestly think the good people below the hill and the good people above the hill have found you out, found you and Kern out. And I would just about bet that you won't see Mark the big faggot Kern running for county board for re-election in 2020. And I would just about bet that Bob Sprague will not be the leader. Well, I shouldn't say the leader. A leader actually leads people. He will not be the head of the St. Clair County Democratic Central Committee because he's destroyed the true democratic philosophy in St. Clair County. He's destroyed it. There's a lot of Democrats that are voting Republican because these are true Democrats. They're not Bob Sprague, Mark Kern Democrats. Sprague and Kern, you single-handedly, both of you guys, destroyed the St. Clair County people, the St. Clair County Democratic people especially. As always, people, time to go. And you good people in East St. Louis, please think about it. There's still time. Amika Jackson Hicks will be the kiss of death, as she already has shown that by supporting Bob Sprague, who is supporting Monsanto. He is fighting against you good people getting money for all the cancerous activity going on down below the hill. Think about that when you go to the polls. Amika Jackson Hicks isn't for East St. Louis. Amika Jackson Hicks is for and only for Amika Jackson Hicks. Always, people, as always, time to go. Let's continue this journey. Again, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And I think we, both proud white and proud black, have made that journey a lot easier, a lot more comfortable. We've taken many steps. We're progressing. Let's don't go backwards. Let's continue to unite, come together, both proud white and proud black. And at the end of the day, let's destroy these bastards who are trying to divide and conquer us. Let's destroy them politically, of course. No violence. Politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time.
time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio. KQQ.